Welcome to the Diesel Power Products Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything between owning, operating, or building a diesel pickup. We post new episodes every Wednesday.
Wieners and hot dogs and stuff. Oh, we're live?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
What is up, everybody? It is Thursday. It is 3:25, not 3:15. Sorry. The internet's hard sometimes, and we had to make that work. So we got new mics.
I got my old mic.
We've been hearing you guys talking about the internet or the sound quality on our once we translate into iTunes. So we're working on that, trying to up the quality for you guys. We hear you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying this week. Hopefully, sometime soon, it may end up resulting in like the real cool studio.
The real
mics
deal
and, like,
stuff.
Like Joe Rogan has, and
yeah.
we can whisper,
you can hear it.
Yeah. And you can hear our thoughts before they even come out because the mics are so close to your face. Anyhow, thank you for tuning in. Today's topic, we're talking about tires. If you want to hear any of our other episodes, we have episodes on turbos, we have episodes on intakes,
towing,
getting ready, getting your truck winterized.
Mm-hmm.
It's winter, it's happening, it's going right now. Basics, last week's episode was actually a really good one at making a plan to build your truck. That's huge. We talk about it at length, and we actually make a plan, and we answer our customer's question and give them some parts and prices. So if you want to check any of those out, make sure and check us out on Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud. If you like here, which you should, because we're beautiful, make sure you leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Screenshot that bad man pajama. Email it to ben@dieselpowerproducts.com. I will send you a handwritten note with a dank meme. Tyler will send you a handwritten note and a free T-shirt. We will make you feel so awkward that the top of your butt crack starts sweating.
Yes.
It's a guarantee.
And that's like, that's hard to do. You know?
It's hard to do.
That's borderline magic.
Yeah. It's magic coming off a piece of paper and slapping you right in the face.
Yeah.
So that being said, I did get some of your guys' emails. I actually need to get some shirts and some notes out. Emails have been firing off lately.
Yeah.
We've been getting a lot of them.
I emailed that list over that we made for Austin, for his truck. So got that sent over. Cameron Fletcher, 6'2 brethren with his military old square body Chevy. That thing is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about doing he actually called me yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? Yeah, it might be yesterday. Come and swap. He's got some come and swap stuff coming in the next.
You dirty girl.
I don't know. I told him he was a little bit better off than I was just because he does have that military. The military truck, which has way better axles than what I got. I got the half ton, so.
And it's already painted real cool. Maybe it's a 24-volt system, too, or something like that.
Well, I sent you a picture of it. I think it was
pretty badass. Yeah. So today we're talking about tires.
Real quick. I just want to let you guys know, we are adding products like a mofo on the website. New products every single day. I can tell you right now, there's no other diesel performance company out there adding as much products as we are. We are trying to expand. We're trying to get our line bigger and better, and we're just trying to make it huge. Trying to make our site huge. We're trying to offer absolutely everything. Like I said, we are adding, I think in the last couple of weeks, we've added almost 2,000 products to the website, which is no small feat.
Yeah.
So it's, check out our website, guys. I get new manufacturers, Gen Y Hitch. Those things are crazy. Those things are awesome. I just started actually working on Carrillo.
Nice.
So I got pistons. I just got some Duramax pistons loaded. We got all of the, there's a bunch of even manufacturers that we sell that we were just kind of missing parts from. So we just kind of filled in some holes that we were missing. So check our website, guys. We're just adding products like madmen over here. So.
Yeah, we've had a lot of new manufacturers. Because we get emails every time they add new stuff. My email is so full of new products. I'm like, God, stop! Can't find my feet right now. So let's start talking about tires. Every truck has tires.
Are they round?
Can we just stop the podcast right there? Because that's knowledge.
Ooh.
and real quick, Marcus, to answer your question, why are we sitting close together? Because we like each other.
Yeah.
That's why.
Do you want us closer? Yeah.
The awkward part is if we're sitting really, really close together, and honestly, it doesn't even look like we're that close together. But you have to almost be sitting on each other's laps to look like.
If we put a gap, you guys would miss half my beautiful face and half his beautiful face.
Very true.
Yeah.
So tires, every truck has them. I think it's one of those things that it definitely does. Besides actually wheels, gives the truck. You can change the truck's entire look with tires.
Absolutely.
Like you can do that with a lift. You know, the paint job. You know, the bumper and stuff like that. But as far as like the most common thing that people probably do. Wheels and tires.
Or the first thing. Tires. Yeah, the first thing people do, you know, buying a used rig. Unless you get the guy that just put a set of tires on his truck or something like that and decided to sell it, most of the time, tires are the first first sort of big, I would say somewhat big, I mean, usually over $1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a decent sized purchase. Tires and again, it changes the look immensely, even with stock wheels in some cases. So yeah, tires are fun.
And you can change the way a truck drives, how much power it feels like it has.
Yeah.
We talk about the way it looks, the way
mileage.
It rides, what you can do with it.
Yeah.
Mileage,
yeah.
With just tires. So I figured it's a good time for us to address it.
And I was getting new tires today, so it's like kind of perfect. So
I just put a set of tires on my wife's Escape because my wife's a first grade teacher in the road she drives down to get to work every day. Once it snowed, I got the text. You know, I slid out five times. Okay, it's time to get some studs. I get your studs, you know, get them tomorrow. The next day, I hit a guardrail. Like, oh, I gotta get the studs on the truck.
Keep in mind, she drives on like the worst road in town. Yeah, so tires.
So, she's fine though. The little Escape is still good. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the Escape. And yeah, so we get a lot of questions. It's like, what's the best tire? What's the best tire? And it's really hard to answer because everybody's needs for tires are different.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy that hauls a gooseneck with cars loaded down all the time is going to have a completely different demand of his tire than someone that, say, has 26-inch wheels and wants to go, you know, to a show. Even on the other side of that, the guy that wants to off-road his truck and just get better traction than stock tires.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a ton of options out there. You've got all terrains, mud terrains. You've got, I don't even know, they don't even have like a name. It's passenger tires, I guess, or like truck tires. Or
LT tires.
Or something like that. There's just a ton of options out there. There's a ton of manufacturers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't have any tires listed on our website. Can we get you tires? Yes, we can get you tires. Typically, the brand that we can't get you is Nitto's.
Yeah.
That's what we, and that's predominantly what we use on a lot of our builds. My previous truck, I had my Ram 1500 EcoDiesel, had a set of 35, 12, 50, 17 Terra Grappler G2s.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that tire. It was an all-terrain, but I would kind of put it on a little bit more of the more aggressive side all-terrain.
I remember when you put those tires on and it snowed and you came in the next morning like,
dude, this thing's a freaking honey badger in the snow, man.
It just gets it.
Yeah, it just point and shoot. I love those tires, and I actually just picked up a set for my Suburban. Yeah, 35s, no lift.
Yeah, no lift.
No lift.
You guys have seen me. Free hot dogs.
No drinks. No lift. So, yeah, there's a ton of options out there. The ones that we can, I mean, if you want to get some tires from us, we'd be more than happy to supply you with some tires. Nittos are what we typically run. They've got a wide range. They've got, Terra Grappler, regular Terra Grapplers, Terra Grappler G2s.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Ridge Grapplers. They got Mud Grapplers. They got the Dune Grapplers. The flame tires.
Yeah.
Fire. So, and each of them kind of are good at, well, I mean, they're good at a few things, but they're kind of somewhat designed for kind of more, I wouldn't say really one task, I guess. So only the mud terrains are really kind of more catered toward. Exactly. So
that actually brings up another thing here. You got, you know, mud terrains, all terrains. I've actually had someone comment there are hybrid tires, truck tires, passenger car tires, you know, they're only passenger truck tires. You put P tires on a truck, you can just get out.
Yeah, just get out. Yeah, if you're putting anything other than an all-terrain or an MT on your truck, even for guys that tow, I mean, you can get some really awesome all-terrains.
So let's talk about sizing.
Okay.
I think it's one of the most, along with like changing gear ratio on trucks, actual tire sizing is still somewhat of a lost. Like people say, I'm not 285.
Yeah,
like,
the metric size.
Yeah, so
the metric sizes still get me. Like I'm an old school. Like this is American.
Yeah.
Let's measure this in inches. This is a 35.
Yeah.
And how wide is it? Well, it's 1250.
Yeah.
How big is your rim? Well, it's 17 inches.
Yeah.
So like that. Done. That he's done. So I screw up the metrics. Mm-hmm. You know way more about the metrics than I do. And I usually ask you about...
I still, don't get me wrong, I don't know how to do them all in my head, but I know what they all mean. I still use a tire size calculator from time to time.
Aspect really, ratio? Or...
Yeah, so essentially, let's break it down real quick here. So usually on a tire size, we'll call it 285, 75, 17. That's a relatively okay size tire. So 285, that's 285 millimeters width of the tread. That's what it is, 285 millimeters. Which could also be 28.5 centimeters, because decimals, tens. I'm an American, but working on tens is a hell of a lot easier than 12. Right? But so it's 285 millimeters in width.
Yeah.
Now that we're going to skip that middle number for a second here.
And that's the aspect ratio.
That's the aspect ratio. We're going to go to the last number. That's the wheel size or rim size.
Pretty standard.
I think I said 16.
Yeah.
So 285, 75, 16.
17, whatever. The last number.
That's going to be your wheel diameter. Not the tire diameter, not the width, it's the diameter of the wheel. So yeah. I got 17-inch wheels, I got 20s, I got 26s. That's the wheel. So it's usually, it might even be preceded by an R.
So I got a question.
Mm-hmm. Or
on the metric sizes, why didn't, so it's metric, American.
You're welcome. In inches, that's a great point too. But
nobody buys wheels in metric.
That's right. But when you start buying wheels though, they do actually give them. They start going full metric on it.
Do they?
On some of them, yeah.
Offset and millimeter. But then you got offset and millimeter, and then you have backspacing in inches.
That's a whole other episode. Oh, that's our wheel episode. So tire size. So we've talked about the width of the tread and the diameter of the tire. The next number, the middle number, 75. That's the aspect ratio, and that refers to the side wall.
Yes.
So that's going to be basically, that side wall is going to be 75% of the width of the tread. So if that tread is 285 millimeters, I don't have a calculator in front of me, but 70% of 285 is going to be your side wall height.
I didn't hear a thing you just said.
It went blank. I started drinking beer, and I don't care.
The thing you just said.
But that's why you can have a completely two size tires that's the same. That one may be like a 305 60 18 and a 305 75 17.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, one's gonna be way bigger than the other. It's like actually, tread width wise and height wise, they're actually pretty much close, the same.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are actually the same or not, but you guys can kind of get what I'm talking about there.
Yeah.
But that's where things can get a little confusing, or you can just have the real way to do it and talk about it in inches.
Yes.
Which is how I prefer.
Yes. Man, let's not mix, mix two different measuring styles or ways.
I do like the inches. And then obviously this is one of the things I first learned when I was looking through like Ford Parts magazines when I was a kid and stuff like that. You have your 30, 9.5, you're 31, 10.5, you're 32, 11.5, you're 33, 12.5. So for a lot of those sizes, they just kind of keep going up one inch. That's always a good idea too. So you also want to make sure, let's talk about as putting new tires on your trucks. We talked about sizes there. Actually, there's the Q sizes too, which if anybody wants to know about Q sizes, you need to email Ashford West. Yeah. He'll tell you all about Q sizes. Because he started talking to us about Q sizes, and both me and Tyler are like, what? Why? Yeah. Why?
Why?
Yeah, that's old school guys right there. If you got some old timers looking on here, you probably say, oh, Q tires, man, mud hogs. Mud peelers.
Mud peelers.
Hey, oh yeah, brother. So let's talk about genre of tire going on your truck. Let's hammer that out.
Genre.
So mud terrain, all terrain, stuff like that. Do you need a mud terrain? Does anybody really need a mud terrain?
No. Absolutely not.
Our producer is shaking her head yes.
Yeah.
And nodding her head yes. No. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I mean, I like mud terrains, but I like all terrains better. And there's a couple reasons why. There's a couple mud terrains that I have used. Mm-hmm. I mean, because up where we live in Spokane, Washington, we can have some pretty crappy winters.
Yeah.
It can be pretty nasty winters. Yeah. There's some mud terrains that I've used. For instance, like a Nitto Trail Grappler. On a hard, compact ice, not the best.
No.
I mean, just stuff like that. I mean, so if you're...
Deep mud and snow?
Yeah, and I'm not that kind of guy. I mean, I did this once, and there's people that still do this to this day that'll have their truck, they'll have their summer tires, and then when winter comes around, they'll put their goofy, small-looking, skip leg day winter tires on. Well, that's all fun, but I stopped doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially when you start dealing with these bigger sizes and you're doing it yourself, it's like, man, why not just have one that does it good all year round?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I started doing. So I went with an all-terrain, and the Terra Grappler G2s, we're not even sponsored by them or anything, but they're just an awesome tire. Yeah. I had such good luck with those tires. I almost didn't go with them on the Suburban, but when you have something that works for you, why change it? They just work, especially in where we're at with icy roads. They work great on hard compact ice, hard compact snow, just icy roads. I mean, they just work great in every sort of aspect, and that's all terrain. That's why they call them all terrains, because even if you were to take that tire off-road, they still got a fairly decent size, you know, lugs on them and tread pattern, decent sidewall on to where you can be somewhat productive off-road. And let's face it, I mean, like most of my trucks that I build aren't a serious off-roader, so it's not like I'm like flipping lockers on and going crazy in some you know crazy obstacles. So
and all terrain for me. You want it to look good.
And you want it to look good. So and that's the thing too. You want that good tire because most of the time, a all terrain or like a siped some sort of like siped you know even stock tires that are siped are awesome for like ice and snow and that sort of thing. And that's kind of what the all terrain gives you. That gives you the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So.
So, like all terrain, mud terrains, I would say 95% of the people out there that think they need mud terrains, you're probably fine with an all terrain.
Yeah.
And the big difference there for me is like comfort, drivability, price,
yes.
and how long the tire is going to last.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, an all terrain, you can get an all terrain that's going to last for a very, very long time. And actually come with a tire, like a mileage tread life warranty on it.
Yeah.
Most mud terrains, they're either going to be like 35,000 miles or they're going to be like, nah, bro.
Yeah, or you got like a month.
Like, did it blow up? No, you're good.
You're good, yeah.
So, it, much as I love getting new tires, because honestly, I like getting new tires because I like trying stuff and changing things, but do I love buying new tires?
No.
Hell no. Absolutely. Tires are expensive.
Yeah.
Especially when you buy them new or you don't, oh man, like, ah. Oh.
Even used.
Yeah.
Try to find used, people want freaking so much money for even used tires. Yeah. This is kind of outrageous, but. So those speaking of that, I got some stock tires for sale.
With some sweet old suburban rally wheels.
So, no, I mean, mud terrains are good, though. I mean, there's some mud terrains, like Toyo MTs. Like, that is like a tried and true mud terrain that works great in, like, every single driving, you know, scenario. Mm-hmm. They work good in wet. They work good in snow. They work good in ice. Honestly, last time I got some Toyo MTs, I like burned through them in like 20,000 miles. Maybe so, because I drive like an idiot.
I think what happened with Toyo MTs is they, and this may be myth or I don't know, but
yeah,
they
knows.
I think they changed their manufacturing supplier or where they were getting them made because I swear that Toyo MTs maybe like 6 years ago, you could get 80,000 miles out of them if you rotated them right.
Yeah.
And then something changed. I think they went overseas. Like if you had the actual old Toyo MTs that were like USA, like stateside, they would last a long time. But then once they started manufacturing overseas, they still lasted decently, but they were like, you'd go through a set in like 30,000 miles compared to like my buddy Daniel, he would routinely get like 70,000 miles out of his Toyo MTs. Oh, Cody Bear.
Yeah.
He got like, I think he's still rocking. He's like 75,000 miles on his MTs.
Is
37s, yeah. So I think something changed there. Do I think Toyo MTs are a crappy tire? No, I think they're probably one of the most tried and true, and they look great. Like every truck looks good in Toyo MTs. I don't care who you are.
Seriously.
Stock Jeep, stock size MTs, badass.
Yeah.
Like, still look cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I even made a video about tire size, and I still think a stock size MT will kill any other tire. But you're still on an MT, you're paying extra money, and it may not last as long as your stock tires do, or an all-terrain does.
Absolutely.
So those who actually need mud terrains, you could probably get okay with an all-terrain. Have I had mud terrains? Yes.
Yeah.
Have I had completely, like...
I know what you're talking about.
You know where I'm going with
this. Oh, my God.
Have I had mud terrains that just make no sense on a daily driver? Absolutely. Have I had mud terrains on a truck that I towed with and drove long distances with that were the worst mud terrains ever? And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Oh! So on my red truck, I put a set of Nitto mud grapplers. Which are undoubtedly the most badass tire looking. So I was getting ready to leave Northern California and move up here. I was like, man, I need to put new tires on my truck because my Goodyear MTRs were done. I was like, I'm going to get some
super swappers.
Some mud grappers because I've always wanted these mud graps. And I was like, yeah, it won't be a big deal. They say they're noisy, but I can handle that.
Yeah.
I put them on.
Holy mackerel.
30 miles an hour leaving the tire shop. I was like, Jesus. Holy Mother Mary, this is loud. I was even taking videos and sending it to my friends. I got mud graps, can't hear you now. Like the memes you see, they're like, you know, a girlfriend wanting to talk on the way home, mud graps, nah.
Yeah,
like,
nah.
It's really like.
That's true.
If you ever want to know, it's like an Apache helicopter chasing you.
Yeah, if you had a noise on your truck that you didn't want to hear anymore because you didn't want to fix it, mud grapplers.
Those things, they were 33, 12 and a half, 17s. Those tires must have been 110 pounds each.
Yeah.
They were the heaviest MFers I had ever freaking put on a truck. And that's including the 37s I had on the excursion.
Yeah.
Those were Kevlar MTRs, though. And we actually had someone talk about Kevlar. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to leave this tangent. We're going to talk about Kevlars.
Okay.
We're going to talk about tires that have... So the Goodyear MTRs...
Reinforced.
And then we can have them talk about bias ply and radial. But my MTRs, they were... Actually, I took off a set of 35-inch... Were those... were they Goodyears? What were the 35s that I had on there? Remember?
On which one?
On my excursion.
Oh, man. Were those BFG?
I think they were just Wranglers. They might have been. They were the 35-inch, and my 37-inch with good tread, like brand new tread, my 37-inch 12.5s, those were lighter than the 35s I took off because of the Kevlar.
Yeah.
And they would have put they would have put the mud grabs to shame.
Yeah.
I would still put mud grabs on a truck in a heartbeat if I didn't have to drive it daily.
they're yes. Super aggressive looking tire, that's for sure. I mean, there's a couple things we can go over now. I mean, load rating on tire.
Load rating,
ply,
yeah.
How many ply is your tire? I mean, there's so many options out there. Most of the tires that you're gonna see for like a pickup truck are gonna be like that C or, C or D rated
tires?
I'd
say tires.
D or E.
DRE. This is like, you're in like an F-150
Something
like that.
DRE, well, yeah, half ton, you maybe make it a C. But yeah, D or E, and that's either going to be, what, 6 or 8 ply?
Yeah.
On DRE.
So, I'm a 10 ply guy.
Yeah, but that, I mean, ply is essentially layers of rubber.
Essentially.
Ply.
Yeah, layers of rubber and innards and whatnot, like little candy, your 10 ply, bud.
Yeah.
Complete opposite. It's actually tougher. It's not soft.
So, we have scrub readiness up here. We can kind of briefly go over that because I think that's more of a wheel.
I think it's more of a wheel thing too. So, yeah, when you see these guys that have like huge wheel spacers or huge offset, they're pushing their wheel out from basically where like their ball joints are, where the wheel is actually turning. You start getting to the point where instead of the wheel kind of doing this around the axle, it's doing this.
Yeah, it's kind of like driving in four-wheel drive on pavement, dry pavement.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of feeling where you turn the wheel and you're just like, I'm going straight.
Yeah, I think
that's what the tire is kind of doing.
Instead of having a tire that's turning around an axis like this, you're now out here and it's still turning, but you're going like that.
Yeah.
And it's the scrub radius.
Yeah, you're scrubbing.
You're scrubbing. So we'll touch more on that when we start talking about wheels, but that does have to do with tires a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Tire size. We talked about actually what the sizes mean, but like let's talk about like, 35s, no lift.
Yeah.
No lift. Make sure you're getting the right size for your truck.
Yeah. So obviously the Suburban's a great example. Just because most people that have that rig are not gonna put 35s on it with no lift. Because
we're not most people.
Yeah, because the wheel well may be big enough, but you're gonna have some contact on the fender. I already knew that. The Suburban isn't like body wise, she's got some rust.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as the way I see it, I'm cutting off the cancer. Yeah. I'm cutting off cancer.
Well, plus, you were talking about doing different bumpers on them too and stuff like that, which you're gonna have to cut anyways. Like, it's not like this is a high dollar Suburban. I mean, don't get me wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure I could pick up fenders at Walmart for it if I wanted to get new fenders for it. So,
have you seen Walmart online? They have like,
yeah, they're trying to compete with Amazon.
Yeah.
You do free 2-day air, and you don't have to sign up and pay $90 a year. Or it's like $118 now a year for Amazon Prime.
I still like Amazon better.
Jeff Bezos,
like,
what the hell?
The beast, yeah. we can go on so many tangents right now.
Yeah. Anyways, sizing. So, yeah. Obviously, you can stuff way bigger tires on most rigs if you want to cut it up. If you want to trim.
Let's say, your truck came stock with a 235, 75, mm-hmm. 17 or something like that. And you just want it, like, I don't know what that measures out to diameter-wise, but I want to say it's probably like a 31 or 32 or something like that. I don't need something taller. I just want something wider.
Yeah.
You could probably accomplish that. You just got to make sure that you're not hitting anything.
Yeah, and you can go actually pretty wide on a pretty narrow wheel.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to even just use 35s on my stock 15s. And that 15-inch wheel, I think, is only, God, is it even 8 inches wide? I don't even think they're 8 inches wide. Yeah. I think they're like seven inches wide. Guys. They're tiny little wheels. But you can stuff a 1250 wide tire on
them. And you still get the old school nice balloon.
Boom! Yeah. You get the big balloon look. So
Letters out, bud.
I was totally going to do that. So, yeah, you can actually do... You can go a little bit bigger. You can go a little bit, like when I say bigger, larger overall diameter, you can go a little wider on most every rig.
Yeah.
I think the only kind of caveat to that is some of the Duramaxes because of their square freaking fenders.
Yeah.
They really limit you. Mm-hmm. Even going wider, because if you go wider, you're going to run into that back of the fender well.
I know what the problem is.
What?
IFS.
Yeah. Well,
you sacrifice that rad comfort in the front and all those extra moving parts that break all the time.
Yeah.
To have poor tire size choices.
Yes.
It sounds like a lose-lose situation because it is.
It sounds like heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah. You can't walk away winner in that situation.
No. So, yeah, size-wise, I mean, if you don't want to lift it, go ahead. You can ask your tires, wherever you're taking it to get them, buy them from or get them installed. I want to go maybe a little wider or maybe even a little taller. In a lot of rigs, you can go a little taller and not have to do anything. And then, of course, once you start lifting your rig, if you don't do tires, it's like you see the memes. Yeah. Oh, skip leg day. Yeah, I mean, that's just if you're going to lift your truck, make sure you have it in your budget to put your wheels and tires on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just look like a dummy.
I will say, though, have it in your budget, but sometimes waiting until you have your lift on to do your wheels and tires can save you a big headache in the end. Because if you say, like, I want to fit these wheels with these tires on this truck, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it with this lift.
Yep.
You may put that lift all the way on, and I'll tell you what, switching wheels and tires is a hell of a lot easier than changing a lift.
Yeah. Well, that just brings up, we did an install for a guy back when we were doing some of the suspension installs, and it was on that Toyota Tundra.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had already brought his own wheels, and his own wheels and tires. Mm-hmm. We were just doing the lift install for him. We got his wheels and tires mounted, got the lift on, put them on. He had a massive, and they actually, SoCal Super Trucks makes a kit for this.
Mm-hmm. The cab.
The cab mount, the cab mount modification. They have a huge problem with when you try to go to, I think he was even around like a 33, like it wasn't even like that big of a tire. But when he turned, you could hardly turn this thing. I mean, like hardly turn it. And so they literally make a kit that you cut part of the body mount and put this plate on there, and it cleared just fine after that.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so good point that on there as far as putting the lift on and then picking the correct offset wheel, the correct size tire to make sure you don't have any rub. I hate rubbing issues.
Yeah.
My wife hates rubbing issues. Anytime I have a vehicle that with tires that rub, she's like, this is a piece of junk.
Yeah.
It's like, no, babe, I just got big, big tires.
Yeah. I got big.
No lift.
Really big
tires. No lift.
No. That's never going to get old.
It's never going to get old. So.
So like picking tires too, we were talking about what you're doing with the truck. Mud terrains. Do you spend a lot of time on the highway?
That's a great question, because if you do, then mud terrains are not something you want. Especially on these newer trucks. Because I mean, even though like if you're buying a truck and go, I'm gonna put exhaust on, I'm gonna make it loud, I'm gonna do all this stuff. You know what's funny is, and this happened to me too, is newer trucks, like you get used to the get used to the silence.
Yeah.
And so then when you go to change something, you're like, God, this thing's too loud.
Yeah. I was always like, oh, straight pipe everything, no mufflers, no nothing. And even my Excursion, I mean, it was loud, but it wasn't unbearable by any means.
It was standard 7.3.
Yeah. Standard 7.3 noise. And now that I'm in my stupid Suburban, I hate it so much.
Yeah.
With certain animals not in the exhaust anymore. But with the stock muffler, I keep thinking to myself, like, oh, maybe I should put like a real muffler on this thing or something like that. But then I'm driving, and I have the volume at like 1/4 or 1/3 of its max, and I can hear it perfectly. And when I'm talking to my wife, I'm not doing this where I'm asking her what we're thinking about for dinner tomorrow night, and the kid's nodding like a drone comma in the back.
Yeah.
And we can listen to the kids' music, not at volume 1,000.
Yeah.
Because I have kids' music on my phone now, because that's my life. So you know what? I'm not opposed to having I don't need something super loud.
Especially if it's your daily. I mean, if it's your daily, I mean, you just
because if I get a louder truck, it means I gotta get a louder stereo.
Yeah.
And then if I get a louder stereo, I gotta listen to it louder volume. And now anytime anybody else rides in my truck, hey, we're not talking, which I'm okay with that. So I talk all day at work. So when I get home, my wife's like, "How's your day?" And I'm like, "Nah."
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't love her. It's just because I. It, I want to. Mm.
Yeah.
So let's move on a little bit here. What should you do, let's say, after you get your tires on? What's like, let's say your truck's got 30,000 miles on it, it's time to get tires, maybe a little bit early, but you put tires on, and actually, you know what? 30,000 miles is a little bit early to put tires on.
Yeah, I mean, so unless you're doing a lift or a leveling kit or something.
You manage to wear your tires out on your stock vehicle in 30,000 miles, and you just got new ones, what's a good thing to do?
Oh, what is a good thing to do? What were you thinking?
Get an alignment.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's totally true. Yeah,
I can't think of any stock tire on any vehicle.
So you don't jack up your brand new tires with cupping and.
Because let's say you just you bought a 15 or a 16 or up, it's 2018 now.
Yeah.
You bought a new vehicle and you're one of those people that puts like 15 grand on a truck a year or something like that, and you've now torn through your stock tires in like 30,000 miles.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. Finally, it's time to put some good tires on this. And you put these brand new, beautiful BFG all-terrains, which I love, by the way. I love BFG all-terrains.
Yeah.
Up to a certain point, we'll talk about it in a second. And you're putting them on there, and you're like, all right, I want to make these things last forever. And then the guy at the tire shop is like, well, yeah, it's going to be $120 for alignment. You're like, no, F that.
Yeah, it was fine before.
Yeah, I didn't hit anything. It doesn't need anything. Yeah. Like, dude, you just burned through your stock tires in 30,000 miles. Those probably have like a 70,000-mile warranty on them or something like that.
Yeah.
Just get the alignment.
Because
most places will probably give you an alignment and offer free checkups like every 6 months or so or something. I think discount tire on the dealer or something like that.
I can't believe that I didn't think of that. But yeah, that's totally true.
It's okay because I made the list.
Yeah, he made the list. But yeah, I mean, it's totally true because, I mean, if you, the biggest thing that'll wear out tires quick is a poor alignment. It just will.
Or an 18-year-old male.
True. True. Yeah, it's for real. But no, I mean, it seriously will. I mean, that's like putting your a misaligned truck with brand new tires is like having a truck that's like constantly in like scrub mode.
Yeah.
Like scrub. Like seriously, every time you turn, I mean, you're just wearing that rubber away.
Yeah, you can't stop wearing the rubber improperly.
Like, yeah.
Anytime you're turning left, you're wearing it too much. You're turning right, you're wearing it too much.
Yeah.
You're accelerating,
you're driving straight,
you're wearing it. You're stopping too hard, you're wearing it too much. Yeah. You can't get away from it.
Check your alignment. So absolutely. Just, that's a great point. Done. I mean, it's not even bad to check your alignment every other year. Especially if you haven't changed anything, just be like, man, just look at your tires too, because you'll see cupping. Cupping is pretty easy to see, because if you just look at the side, like literally stand next to your tire, look at the tread lugs. And it'll look like it's like a, like, what's that, a picture where it's like a stair step that's constant, and it just looks like it's stairs that are going, well, that's what it literally looks like. The tire, the back of the tread is stair steps, like, one's low, high, low, high, low, high, mm-hmm. So, yeah, bad. That's
yeah, you may also find that from balancing as well.
Yeah.
Get your wheels and tires balanced.
Yeah.
You get a vibration, get them balanced.
Yeah.
And we even talk about tire pressure. Tire pressure,
Carly,
tire feathering.
Carly Suspension did a huge write-up
on
tire pressure and how that obviously affects. I mean, if anybody thinks that tire pressure doesn't affect overall ride quality, I mean, that's kind of, hello.
False.
I mean, so.
That's a lie.
Yeah, and that's too kind of why we always, like on third-gen Rams, when guys do a 3-inch suspension, we recommend 37s on 17s.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, well, that seems like a little big.
Send it.
Like, no, dude, 37s on 17s, that'll get you the best ride possible. Best ride possible.
Proper sidewall, good tread, good width.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, make sure you get in alignment. Do your balancing. Don't overinflate your tires. Don't underinflate your tires, because either one can be too bad for you.
Rotate your freaking tires. My God.
You Jeep guys with 5 tires, learn how to rotate your tires. I'm tired of seeing the brand new tire on the back. It pisses me off so much.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Rotation. And I'll admit, my last tires, I waited a long time to rotate them the first time, and I totally regret it because the wear pattern was totally off. I mean, it was totally off. The two I had was way down, and one, I mean, I didn't drive the nicest either, so. But, tire rotation's huge. Checking your air pressure, especially, too, if you're not, like, using nitrogen or something in your tires. What you may notice, like around winter time or something, you may notice your pressure drop.
Mm-hmm.
We had that in my wife's her Cherokee. I mean, we haven't changed the wheels and tires on it. I mean, it's completely like it came out of the showroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the weather started getting cold, her tire pressure light came on. Yeah. I'm like, well,
same in the El Escape.
Yeah.
Drops a couple of PSI, you know, gets cold, air shrinks. It's science.
Yeah.
So making sure you have your top proper tire inflation, that's big too. So I'm going to start answering some questions, and we're going to get on to our rants for the day.
Yeah.
So we've got Ashford West actually commenting on a couple of things in here, and it's the saying, and I totally forgot how to say it, but oh, where'd it go? Something about you, about the imperial system and metric. You can use the metric system, or you can land on the moon, basically. Yeah. Ben McPherson says, what's up? What's up, Ben McPherson? Yeah. I see you, good dude. Let's see. Actually, we've got... I might have some information on your order. I've been waiting for an email back from AV. That's what we do in the podcast here. Like,
yeah.
If you're a customer, like, I think we are.
Yeah.
Mike McCulkin says burnouts. Let's see. Ben McPherson also says most good lift companies will let you know what a good tire size fit with your offset or you need on there.
That
BDS does a great job with that. Carly does a great job with that. They really kind of take that extra effort to tell you what you can use.
Yeah. And a little secret to that. Usually you can go a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Like, let's say a company says, okay, you have to use a 37, 12 and a half. No, you cannot put
40s on this track. Yeah.
So. Yeah, we do that. That's what we do. Oh, this is good for 35s? 40s?
At 5 inches.
Let's see. Christopher talks about his father-in-law smoked his stock tires in 24,000 miles. Dude, wow. That sucks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know what manufactured tires are putting on there nowadays.
Michelin,
maybe. Yeah, or
Michelin's some, a lot of them.
Let's see. Ben McPherson also says his Transforce tires that came stock were toast in 25,000. Wow. It's been a long time since I bought a vehicle. I always thought they came with, like, decent tires. I'm terribly wrong here. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I mean, the tires that came on my EcoDiesel when I bought it, I didn't run them for that terribly. I mean, I may maybe run them for, like, 4 months, something like that. I thought they kind of wore a little fast.
Huh.
And I don't think I ran them long enough to even rotate, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, run them a freaking oil change.
Well, that's pretty much most of the comments I saw in there. My rant right now is on BFG All-Terrains. Yeah. BFG All-Terrains. As a California kid who grew up driving Rangers most of his life, I love me some BFG All-Terrains. My favorite size is 33, 12 and a half, 15.
Yeah.
White letters out on a 15 by 10 inch wheel, slamming through Pismo, driving. Yeah. That's my life.
Yeah.
Airing them down to 6 PSI. No beadlocks.
No beadlocks.
How am I getting home? The same truck.
Yeah.
That's my rant. That's what I did.
Yeah.
You know, early 20s Ben.
Yeah.
Not the smartest.
Yeah.
Not the smartest. But I love me some BFG All-Terrains.
Yeah.
And I did find that actually the BFG All-Terrains work really well on, like, Rangers, Tacomas. I'd say mostly the half-ton truck market too.
Yeah.
I found that when you start getting anything bigger than, say, a 35, the BFG All-Terrains kind of start losing their luster.
Yeah.
If you go over a 35-inch, you should probably start looking at maybe a different All-Terrain.
Yeah.
I would, you know, BFG All-Terrains, I'm down with them. It's as far as what's the best tire for anything over 35, I think a BFG All-Terrain is a great idea. Mud grabbers want the look, and you really hate hearing. And you don't like money?
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect tire for
mud grapplers. There's even a page on Instagram just called Grappaholics.
Is it really? Wow.
I follow them. Because I love me some grapp.
Yeah. Mine, you know, we kind of touched on it, man. I'm getting tires on the Suburban.
Yeah.
I'm pretty jacked. Because I'll tell you what. We just started getting snow over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of on and off. It's like snowed in the morning, and then by the end of the night, it's like gone kind of a thing. But in the mornings, like, I get up pretty early to come into work. I get here at around 6 a.m. And so I'm leaving pretty early. And there was one morning I think I made a plow truck slam on his brakes. I just didn't look behind me. And I was like, huh?
Sorry.
Sorry,
buddy.
I can stop, so yeah, it's pretty bad. That thing, when you start getting age on tires, like when you have a rig that has been sitting for a little while, rubber tends to get hard. When rubber gets hard, it's like I got skis.
Yeah. It doesn't quite do what it's supposed to anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when it gets cold, it gets even harder.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you've got no chance.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm pretty jacked. They actually probably just maybe showed up. I don't know. I've been waiting for them to show up all day. Just throwing some black steel wheels on her. We're not getting too crazy I was going to keep the stock rallies on there and just kind of paint them black and go from there. But I don't know. I had the soft eight steel wheels on my Wagoneer.
Yeah.
And so I bought them again. Wheels. Yeah.
All right. So next week, guys. Next week is going to be a good episode. If you guys have watched UCC at all, we actually had a guy email a question in, and it's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of good answers. And one of the reasons that I'm excited for this question, we're going to have an episode almost all the way dedicated tomorrow, next week. We're bringing in my favorite expert on the subject of making really fast trucks that do really badass stuff. Lenny Reed, Dynamo Diesel.
Our first guest.
We had to buy a third microphone.
We had to buy another mic.
We're the big time.
Oh, guys, I'm giddy. I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I'm not going to lie. Me and Lenny were texting until like 11 o'clock last night. My wife was like, who are you texting? Yeah. I'm like, Lenny's like, who? I'm like, Lenny's like, who? I'm like, Lenny, Dynamo. She's like, oh, tell him I said hi.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. It's we've been working on bringing guests in and kind of, I mean, it's, There's a lot that kind of comes to it. It's not just like, hey, bring that guy in. We're just going to talk to him. You know, it's like we you know, the way that we do it. I mean, we think of a whole plan. I mean, so there's been a lot of kind of legwork, a lot of talking about this, and we're excited. Our first guest, Lenny Reed, Dynamite Diesel. Make sure you mark your calendars.
Yeah, next week, 3:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This channel. Any of you 12 valve or 5.9 Camaro boys that want to. You're thinking about trying to maybe get in the minor leagues because you're thinking about the big leagues. Next week is your episode.
Yes.
Make sure you tune in. Check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes. Leave a review, screenshot, send it to my email, ben@dieselpopproducts.com or tyler@dieselpopproducts.com. We'll send you a shirt with an awkward note that'll make your butt crack sweat. Top of it, not the
Guaranteed.
Bottom. We don't do the bottom.
Just we don't top. Do the bottom.
Just top. Anyhow, thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. For all of your diesel performance needs, be sure to visit us at dieselpowerproducts.com.